Thank you, Mark, Jay, and counterfeit brother Dan. I think you were one guy short up there tonight. Could have used a little guy on drums, huh? All right. Well, I know how Andy Gibb felt when he was left out of the Bee Gees. All right, I get it. Now, excellent. Good job, boys. Well, how's the parenting going? Is everybody working on their intentional parenting? Maybe making some changes, seeing some things that need to be different? We certainly hope so. We pray that when we are learning here, we are going home with this information and actually letting God show us how to put it into our lives and instill it in our families and really let Him make the changes in us first and foremost. All right, we are in the final curve before the home stretch to the finish line in intentional parenting. The Bible has painted the problem very clearly for us, and we know the responsibilities involved in being intentional parents. Last week, we identified the pillars that would hold the majority of the traits and attributes that we want in our children. So now, tonight, we continue to identify some of these traits that God calls us to instill in our children. Now, this instilling that we're talking about is much easier said than done. And as we have said all along, great kids have little to do with the child and everything to do with the parent and parenting. So I want to address this message tonight in two parts, really. The first part, we will see what the actual traits are that God once instilled in our children. We'll look at those traits. And then secondly, we will focus on how we can best see that accomplished, how we can actually see this happen, where these traits get instilled in our children. So if you brought your Bibles with you, you can open up to Ephesians chapter 6. This time we're looking at verses 1 through 3. And it says, "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. And if you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth." Okay, let's dive right in. First attribute that we want to instill in our children is the attribute of honoring. Honoring is a really different kind of word for us. It is a heart issue. It is something that we believe at the core of who we are. What honor does is honor recognizes a person's value, and honor recognizes a person's worth. When we honor someone, we hold them in high regard in our hearts and in our minds. We view someone that we honor with high esteem. We believe that that person has greatness. We believe that that person has some importance. And this honor that we hold in our hearts is birthed out of an appreciation of someone's achievements. It's also birthed out of an appreciation and acknowledgement of their status or even their accomplishments. For instance, I have great amount of honor for Billy Graham's achievements. Personally, the way he has lived, that's very honored. I'm amazed by that, and I hold that in high esteem. Also, what he has done for the kingdom of God. I honor those things. I also have a great amount of honor for my friend, Bobby Cortez, and his caring for his quadriplegic wife for over 10 years. I honor him in my heart for that. I have a great amount of honor for Tim Tebow and for his unwavering faith and for his purity and for his obedience to God. See, when we honor someone, we greatly value who they are. And in this verse, We are told to honor our parents. Now, when my parents celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, I did something that I had thought about doing for years. I took their old carousels of slide pictures. My father thought years and years ago that the wave of the future would be slides. So every picture we have of me and pretty much through half of Jay's birth, and Mark's was with a little bit more on pictures, but they're all on slides. So I took these carousels and I took them to Walmart, and I had all of those slides made into digital pictures on CD. And I did that because I didn't want to lose those important pictures, but I also wanted to make a PowerPoint presentation that we would use at their 50th anniversary party. But something happened in the process. I got completely drawn in to what I was seeing in those pictures. Those images and those capturings of my parents when they were young. My parents, as I started getting into the pictures and mesmerized for just long periods of time looking at them, they were no longer my parents. Instead, they just became two kids who fell in love and tried their absolute best to make life work together. I would stare at those pictures on the wall as they filled from a projector, as they filled the wall. I would stare at a picture of my dad standing on the side of a highway next to a sign, holding me and then having my two brothers standing alongside. And I would try to relive that whole moment in my mind of what it was like doing that. I would piece it together with what I knew their jobs and their employment were at that time too. And I would imagine what they were feeling and what occupied their minds and what occupied their efforts at that time. Well, my heart grew with a great amount of admiration and awe as I read the story of their lives over and over again through those pictures. How they loved each other. How they worked tirelessly to make a life for this little family. And how they put God in their lives. I didn't go home and make any phone calls. I didn't write anything down. I didn't write any songs. And I didn't send my parents anything. But what did happen was my heart acquired a tremendous amount of honor towards my parents. You know, I believe it should give us an uneasiness when we see how often the Bible calls us to have honor for someone, and how little, if at all, we see of honor today in our society. We are to have a heart of honor for our elders. We are to have a heart of honor towards soldiers. We are to have a heart of honor towards public servants. And we are to have a heart of honor towards leaders. Tony Evans says this: if your kids don't learn to honor mom and dad, they will not honor police officers. They will not honor judges or anyone else's person or anyone else's property. And I would like to add to his statement, nor will they honor God. Nor will they learn to appreciate or esteem or place value or be in awe of anything that's right. Look at that Bible verse again. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Now, I don't believe that this promise is totally about a spiritual endowment, just a reward that God sends down on us for obedience. I don't believe it's only that. I believe that's part of it, but I think the other part is that if we learn to honor our parents, we will learn a profitable skill. And we will have this attribute in our heart that serves us and serves our lives well, because we learn to esteem people. I can assure you, all here tonight, I want you all to know, I want you to set your mind at ease, that I will never, ever be choked to death by a police officer because he tells me to put my hands in the air and I don't put them in the air. That will never happen to me. I guarantee it. When he says put your hands in the air, before he finishes that, my hands are in the air. All right? I honor what they, who they are and what they tell me to do. I can also assure you, in case you were worried, that I will never be fired from the Linden Fire Department for being belligerent or being rude or being contentious with my deputy chief, because I honor his position. I like being alive, and I like having a good job. Honoring has done me well, and it will serve me just as God promises in this Bible verse. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. And I also believe the opposite to be true as well. Now, hand in hand with honoring is the attribute of respect. They're very similar, but there are differences. Respect often flows out of a belief and conviction of honoring. Where honor is really the deep heart issue, respect focuses on your behavior and doing the appropriate thing. Respect births proper manners and proper behavior in the presence of others. Where we saw that honor really was attaching worth to a person, respect acknowledges and recognizes a person's position. For instance, on the fire department, I am a captain. Now, when people approach me, they stop and they salute me. They are respecting my rank as a captain and that position that I hold. It has nothing to do with who I am as a person. Respect has us give the appropriate conduct and the appropriate etiquette and the appropriate decorum to someone. Now, if I had to identify three of the top short circuits in children today, children being disrespectful to their parents would probably be in my top three. This is the direct opposite. It's the direct opposite of what God calls for, though. God's teaching expects for children to honor and respect their parents. Disrespect is neither good for the family, nor is it good for the child themselves. Children who think their parents are stupid, or think their parents are dumb, or they think their parents are out of touch or insignificant, those children are headed down a much rougher road in life than the child who admires their parents and eagerly seeks their parents' counsel and holds their parents in very high regard. As we said, when you honor someone, you will treat them with respect. But even if you don't honor someone, even if you don't hold someone in such high esteem, we still have to respect them because of their position and treat them respectfully. Now, what that means when it comes to intentional parenting, we must teach our children. We must teach them and expect them to be respectful. So, I want to play another game with you tonight. I felt like the last game we played kind of tanked. I'll be honest, I didn't think it was my best game show ever, but I'm willing to give it another try. All right, so I came up with even better questions and a better game show. It's called this, the Respectful Disrespectful Game. All right, this is going to be good. You're going to like this one. I promise it's going to be better than the last one, which even I had a little trouble with the other one. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a situation, and listen carefully. Okay, listen carefully. I'm going to give you a situation, but you got a lot on your end you got to do this time. You have to tell me if the situation I just gave to you
was respectful or disrespectful. All right? No in between on this one. And but when you do get, when you get the answer right, when you get it right, say, oh, that's exactly what it is, then you have to tell me what the opposite would be. Give me a scenario or tell me what the opposite, the antonym would be in that situation. I think you'll get this a lot better as we try it, okay? So you ready? And as always, all right, I don't know how to sweeten the deal. All right, yeah, there's a good stuff in here, yeah. Okay, so once again, I got to have my friend Mr. Robert, because these take me a little while to come out. So Mr. Robert will pick. Okay, now I got a few of these. Now listen close, though, because sometimes I made it a little bit tight. Okay, you say to your child, would you like some watermelon? I'm cutting it now. And they reply, I don't want any. Is that respectful or disrespectful? Disrespectful. Then what would the opposite be? What would the respectful thing be when that person says to you, would you like some watermelon? I'm cutting it now. What would the respectful thing be? Give him two. Wow. Give him two. All right, one of these ain't getting one because Corey scored a double hit on that one. That was big. Exactly. Exactly. Hey, would you like some watermelon? I'm cutting it right now. Nope. Oh, really? Oh, you're going to get some, and it ain't watermelon. Okay? Because you say, no, thank you. We're teaching them to be respectful. They're doing pretty good so far. Much better game, right?
Better host, too.
I like that. I think that's good. All right, here we go. I got you another one. Listen carefully. You tell your child to be home at, by 8 p.m. You tell them to be home by 8 p.m. And they arrive home at 7:59. Respectful or disrespectful?
I saw Jonas's hand.
Jonas, respectful or disrespectful? They got a whole minute to spare. Disrespectful. They did what they're told. It don't matter if it's a minute. A minute's good. You made it. You did it. You honored. That was good. You were respectful. What would the opposite be? What would the disrespectful thing be when they tell you to be home at 8 o'clock? Oh, 8:15. Yeah, I'll go for that. Yeah. I'll even go, how about 11 o'clock? Give him a prize, Mr. Robert. Another win. Another happy winner. Woo! I feel much, much better about my game show hosting skills. All right. Here we go. You visit someone's house. Your 8-year-old enters with you, takes off their shoes at the door, and then sits down on their couch next to you. What do you think of that? Was it Ms. Madison?
Absolutely.
All right. Respectful! I love it! Yes! What would the disrespectful thing be? Oh, I'll go for that. How about this? How about not taking their shoes off at all? How's that sound? And how about running along the couch? Deciding to run up and down the couch. Disrespectful, right? Oh, you guys, you're getting another prize. That's another. Woo! You guys are really good at this. Maybe we can just close this out. I think you got it. I think you got the whole deal. But I have more. All right. These are from my life. I don't make these up. Okay? You hand a child a gift. Hand them a gift. They tear it open and start playing with it without saying a word. How's that? They're being quiet. How's that? What do you think?
Jess?
Disrespectful! Bing, 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 bing! What would the respectful thing be? I love that. To get it, open it at night, say thank you. I love it. Prize for Miss Jess. You guys are very, very good at our new game. This is kind of like you get what you get, but this is good. But it's one of my other favorite games. Okay, we still got candy?
We have two left.
Two left? All right, I'll give them two more. All right, let's see. Maybe I'm running out. One more. I think that's it.
Yeah, but there's only one left. Yeah.
I did one. Chose your VPN. APN. You took your child over. Yes, this is it. A grandparent
This could be the grand prize question.
This could be it then. All right, let's go. A grandparent asks a child a question. The child turns away, buries their head in their mother's leg, and doesn't answer.
Amanda.
Disrespectful! I'm going bing, 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 bing. What would the respectful thing be? Well, you're going to do good. You're going to get a prize. Yeah, she said the respectful thing to do would be to tell your child, uh-oh, someone's talking to you. Give them your attention, look at them, and answer them. Right? You guys are terrific. Wow. I should just go down to Kids Bridge and just bask in the wonder of what you have created. I should just go down there. I think it's great. Excellent. Well, you did pretty good at that game. That was very, very good. Gang, the task of teaching children respect is on the parents. And I want to offer you parents a challenge. This is a challenge, all right? The challenge is this. Never, ever allow your child to be disrespectful, get this one, to your spouse. Oh, yeah. Oh, I went the other way. You went the other way, Mike. I did, right? Never, ever, ever allow your child to be disrespectful to your spouse. Moms, if you see your child roll their eyes at their dad, correct it. Remember, the third pillar we talked about last week was what? Discipline and correction. And dads, if you hear your child talking disrespectfully to your wife, you don't have to handle that, honey. Husband, end it. I don't mean their life, but end the not their life, okay? End it. Remember, you are the parent. And it's your home. The boundary that you must establish is this. We demand respect in this home. Now, whether they admire, if they honor you and think you're valuable, doesn't matter. You will respect the position. And that, no compromise. Sound good? That's your challenge, all right? Now, parents, be the cheerleader for your spouse's leadership. You're the team. You're the nucleus of a home. Those children that you have, those are circling around you and they are wonderful. But one day, they're going. And that nucleus needs to stay strong. Be the cheerleader for your spouse's leadership. Never tear down your spouse's leadership in front of your kids. Instead, talk about it later. The two of you. Always build up your spouse. Always. Your father's a good man. Your father's smart. Your father's a good provider. He loves you. He loves me. Your father's awesome. Your mother is one of a kind. You're lucky to have her. Your mother is wise. Your mother loves you and cares for you. Build them up. Parents, do that job and you will create respectfulness in your children. I think it's awesome. I really do. I think it's awesome how the Westbridge family has established respect in our midst. Did you ever notice what we call our children's ministry leader? Miss Linda. Not Linda, Miss Linda. That's what she's called. I call her that. Establishing respect. What's our worship leader's name? Miss Kelly. Who runs tech? Mr. Derek. All right. Who handles our greeting? Miss Candy. Who is your pastor? Emperor Kleinbelt. No. I'm saving that for the day that I meet Queen Latifah. My name is Queen Latifah. Really? I'm Emperor Drew. Let's call each other by our names. How's that? All right. I believe it is part of what honoring and respect are when we have the proper surnames for people. And we are instructing our children. Remember, second pillar, we are instructing them. And they are better for it. What did our verse say? Let's go back. If you honor your mother and father, things will go well for you. You will have a long life on the earth. Like I said about the other, disrespect your mother and father, and you'll have a short life. At least in my house. All right. Again, what I have always made a habit of, is praising and honoring parents who have respectful children. I've always done that. I will go to parents and I will say to them, you did a good job. You did a good job. And I know it ain't easy. I get it. But your hard work is paying off. You are doing great parenting. I will do that. So I want to give you an action step. You've already got a challenge. Now I want to give you an action step for the week. This is how we put God's word right into work in our life. I think you're going to find this an easy action step. The action step is this. Praise a child and their parent. Here's what I want you to do. I'd like you to identify a child who you believe is living out this command that we found in the Bible. A child that is honoring. Remember, a child that esteems and values and sees how important their parent is. When you see a child like that, I want you to go and tell them that you've noticed that. Tell them that they're doing a good job of living the Bible in their life by honoring their mother and father. Then go to their parent and honor them and tell them, good job. I see the fruits of your effort. I know how much work it is. I know it's like filling a 55-gallon drum with maple sap to get 1 gallon of syrup. But you're getting that. All right. Now, I think we get part one. Remember, we said part one was going to be identifying the attributes. We know what they are, honoring and respecting, right? So I think we get part one. Part two was how can we best accomplish this? How can we best see this accomplished? We want it done. But how do we do it? Well, we would all love to have children who highly esteem and value us as parents. We all want kids like that. Children who admire and see the worth and the value in us. Well, gang, we can make all those things easier and more likely for our children by how we act and how we live. Point three, make honoring and respecting easier for your children. Remember earlier in this study, way back when, one of our lessons was this: you can't give what you don't have. If you want children who give honor, be a man or a woman who gives honor. Our children are watching, and they see how we treat our parents. They see how we view and treat the people we work for. People who have a higher status than us or higher position. They see how we talk about them. They see who you do hold in high esteem and who you do hold in great with great regard. If your actions and your choices are good, you can bet that your children's actions and choices will go that way as well and be good. If your choices are bad, well, you get what you get. You will reproduce what you are, not what you want. Children, or anyone for that matter, will honor someone who sacrifices for them. They will honor someone who gives them good, godly counsel. They will honor people who have been successful in their Christian journey. Oh, they understand the mistakes, they understand the flaws, but someone who's on an upward mobility. Yes, children need to have respectful actions and behaviors to a parent merely because the parent is their parent. Just the position alone we are to respect and honor, because they are our parents. But to instill honor, to birth honor, to make it happen in our children, that's something we can't order up. We have to nurture that with who we are, so they will see someone to honor. Gang, when your child sees you honoring your spouse, it instills what honoring really is. When you treat a child with respect, you show them how to treat not only you, but others. Well, I have to say, you guys did very, very well tonight in our game. I feel confident that we're going in the right direction. So tonight, I think what I want to do is leave you with this question. We know what we want to accomplish in our children, but are we willing to be the ones that show them how that is supposed to be done? I'm going to ask our worship leaders to come back and our worship singers and give them an opportunity to lead us in a time of connecting with God, to say, you know what, Lord? I've got some space to grow here. Maybe I need to be more honoring in my life, more respectful to show my children the way. Maybe I need to do some correcting, get things straightened out. Maybe I need to be the biggest cheerleader my spouse has ever had. And I need to be the one that show my children how to honor their parent and how to honor the one who is leading them. Think of these things. Talk to God as we close out together tonight. Just stand. I think I would want nothing better for my children than for things to go well for them and for them to have a long life on the earth. Well, the Bible says we get those things if we teach them to honor their father and their mother. We have work to do, but we accepted that job. We had those children, didn't we? Would you pray with me? Lord, I pray that you'd help each of us here tonight who have invested this time to come away from this with their batteries charged, with a new direction and maybe just some new biblical insight and wisdom and promise under their belts. I pray, Lord, that you'd help each of us in the action steps we've talked about, challenging us to constantly be the biggest cheerleader, protector, and honorer of our spouse. And I pray that you'd help each of us to do the job of praising those who do a good job. And after we're done praising, maybe asking if we could pick their brain for a while and learn how to do it, how to accomplish what they did. Lord, I thank you that this is a church of doers and not hearers. And I pray that you'd continue that practice this week as we head into the weekdays, doing what you've called us to do. We leave all this in your hands, knowing that we can do none of it without the power of the Holy Spirit you've placed in each one who has accepted you as their Savior. And Lord, we're counting on that. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next week, 7 o'clock.